This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's October 17th. In 1810, the Horseshoe Brewery in Giles, London, had a 22-foot-high wooden fermentation tank installed, held together with massive iron rings and containing the equivalent of over 3,500 barrels of brown porter ale. But it was on this date in 1814 one of the iron rings snapped, and about an hour later the whole tank ruptured, releasing the hot fermenting ale with such force that the back wall of the brewery collapsed. Within minutes, more than 320,000 gallons of the stuff in a 15-foot-high wave were released into the area, dumping it in debris everywhere, causing two houses to collapse. Hundreds of people began scooping it up in whatever containers they could, and some just drank it, with one person dying from alcohol poisoning. And it was on this date in 1933 that arguably one of the greatest minds in history arrived in the United States as a refugee from Nazi Germany. As Albert Einstein was visiting the United States, the appointment of Adolf Hitler as chancellor took effect, and he found out his name was on the list of assassination targets. He became a U.S. citizen in 1940, and among the many contributions he made to this country was alerting President Franklin Roosevelt that Germany was on the verge of possibly developing an atomic bomb. Although he wasn't supportive of defending the Allied forces, he largely denounced using the new discovery of nuclear fission as a weapon. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.